First Baptist Church of Redmond, June 28th, 2020, Mark chapter 10, He is calling for you.
And Jesus stopped and said, call to him. And they called the blind man saying to him, take courage, arise.
He is calling for you. Become more rapid and less complaints. was drawing a lot of picture that went from Samaria down the Jordan, around and up, going through Jericho to Jerusalem. This was a normal pilgrim path for our Jewish friends as they would go to celebrate the Passover or any other Jewish feast. So a lot of people coming from the north and coming from the east, traveling west, would be on this path. And again, as he was going from Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude of blind, beggars, and Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. So in our picture here and there, we have the group of them having walked through Jericho. Did they spend the night? Did they do it? Who knows? Very likely it was a refreshing station. Maybe they spent the night there. Maybe they got some provisions. Who knows? As they're traveling, they encountered a blind beggar. Only Mark of the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, gets the point to say that he was a beggar. But really, this was nothing to be ashamed of for him, because also it was to be expected. Why? He was blind. He was not able to work. And because he would look at people who were going to make a religious pilgrimage to honor God, knowing that God said to care for people who were less fortunate, it would be expected that he and anyone else who was in a similar situation would be there in person by the road seeking help, almost to the core, right behind a basket, not just in his hand. Well, he was blind. He would have perhaps just been there asking for assistance, indicating that he was a blind man. There's a lot of question about this man. Blindness was common. It was not unusual. There's a lot of different ways. A lot of that is due to medical problems as well as just the nature of the times. Such men, as we said, were forced to panic. Now, the verse on the side, Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." So what about Simon Peter? As Jesus speaks to him, he calls him by his given name, Simon, but also refers to what was traditionally seen as a last name. Bar meaning son, Jonah with the name of his dad, Simon, son of Jonah. Our man here, Bar-Timaeus, Mark stresses that Bar-Timaeus, which just means he was the son of Timaeus. Maybe Mark was written very likely for a non-Jewish and more Roman background, so he's explaining that name. Bar-Timaeus? Well, Timaeus was his dad. But it's not as possible that his first name, who this man was, his given name did not survive. We don't know who he was. People didn't know his first name. We just knew that his dad was Timaeus. So this man was not someone who was recognized, remembered, maybe even noticed, other than people who recognize him. He is only known by his family relationship. What does he mean? He went on the road and he's asking for mercy. The word for alms is connected to the word mercy. Please be merciful to me. Please help me. I don't have a job. Maybe I don't have anything to eat. Maybe I don't have good things to wear. Who knows where I'm sleeping? Maybe I need something. What we see here next is a change in Jesus' perspective. Remember, recently, up until now, in this passage, in this last year of Jesus' life, particularly probably the 6 months leading up to this, Jesus was avoiding the crowds. this time. This is the only clear reference to that. And this is how Lord Timaeus was using it. Lord Timaeus was using it in a reference to Jesus. Now, this is significant because if you look later in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 15 through 16, as Jesus is entering Jerusalem, as the traveling children are saying, Son of David, and as Jesus walks past them, the chief priests, the scribes, get angry. Why? Because they recognize the name that to speak of someone as the special Son of David was to recognize them as the coming one, the leader, the great prophet, the Messiah. And they got indignant and told their children to stop saying that. Why? Because for them it was blasphemous. But after Bartimaeus saying this in such a small reference, I think this phrase began to roll around. What do we call save you. Only this final trip Jesus is making to Jerusalem, where he will be the man of the hour, the man of discussion, the man of question, the man who's getting attention, the one who people throw their clothes down, so the donkey he's riding into, which again is intentional. You know the Messiah, you knew that everyone did that, so there was a sign of the Messiah. Jesus is fulfilling Old Testament scripture. God's eyes, this blind, poor man, was the first in the short period of time to recognize Jesus. the company